This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, not passing judgment while we are hungry or thirsty. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear friends, we are talking about an Islamic lifestyle. And it's interesting, one thing that is part and parcel of an Islamic lifestyle is that one way or the other, we're going to be making judgments, right? Whether we are judging between friends, we are judging between co-workers, we are judging between our children, or we are in a position of judgment, whether we are handing out blessings, we are handing out rewards, or we are handing out punishments. In one way or the other, we are very intimately connected to this idea of judgment. One of the things that we have been recommended by the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam is to never make a judgment while we are angry. And we explained that in one of our episodes previously. But another thing that we have been told to be wary of is to make judgments while we are hungry or thirsty. And it is actually related by the Imams and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam that one must not make a judgment while they are hungry or thirsty. Now, kind of doesn't make sense, but if you think about it, actually it makes a lot of sense. Because so when one is angry, one is under the influence of anger and cannot make clear decisions. And likewise, when a person is overly hungry, they're starving or they are very thirsty, then these aspects of hunger and thirst also take over their rational thinking and cloud their judgment. And so, of course, when your judgment becomes clouded, then you are expected to make the wrong kind of judgments. And so, of course, this is what we learn from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, that one must try to avoid making judgments while one is hungry and or thirsty. Welcome back, dear friends. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we were talking about making judgments, and we had said in the previous segment that, we are always in a position of making judgments, whether it is to pass rewards or to pass on punishment, whether it is admonishing or giving advice or reprimanding. In one way or the other, in our Islamic lifestyle, we are definitely passing judgment, and not in the negative sense, but in the positive sense. We are constantly in a position where we have to judge between friends, we have to judge between co-workers, we need to judge between family members, we need to judge between siblings, we need to judge between children. Judgment and passing judgment and being fair and being just is really something that is integral and part and parcel of our Islamic lifestyle. Now, of course, we should not take this in vain or with the grain of salt. We really need to take these things seriously, and we must be very careful when passing these different kind of judgments, and we should seek refuge in Allah and ask help from the Almighty Allah so that we are able to pass good, sane, fair judgments. And of course, in order to be able to pass these judgments and to be fair and to be equitable and to be just, there are certain requirements. And one of those, as we have said, is this idea that one should not be hungry or thirsty. We want to extrapolate just a little bit as we end the program. What is being said, yes, anger, hunger, and thirst, these are things that are specifically said that they hamper judgment. But what is being said overall, which is something to take into consideration, is this idea that anything that comes in the way or prevents or is an obstacle or is a barrier to be able to make sound judgments is something that we must refrain from while we are making a judgment.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.